The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
I don't understand why he does that. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We still have a ghost in the computer. Isn't that wonderful? Today is Thursday, which means that we will be doing the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy with Coach Wade Johnson and Rob Regish. Later in the show, we'll be joined all the way from Munster, Germany, thanks to the magic of the internet by the brilliant Adele Musa as we perform the Subversity Science Roundup, where Adele applies the sniff test to science and the news. But just want to remind everybody, Age Force is doing a free month on their fat burner patch. You can get this only at superhumanradio.com. Check it out. One free month. Try the patch. What do you have to lose but some body fat? Okay. Welcome back to the show and Happy New Year, Coach Johnson.
Good to be with you guys. And yes, Happy New Year. And I wanted to add real quick that I used that patch from Age Force. And that was one of the things when I initially started that, you know, I was having a little trouble just getting the weight, you know, lost to start. That was the patch I used, and that's what started the process for me.
So you really do feel like it definitely helped you, right?
They have some products that I'm a firm believer in.
That's good to hear. Okay. Because a lot of people just don't believe in the patch products. They think that it's just a Band-Aid with nothing in it, but clearly that's not the case, especially in the case of the melatonin patch, which you put it on in the afternoon and you'll find yourself dozing off. Welcome back to the show, Rob Regish.
Thanks for having me, man. It's been, what, 48 hours?
Yeah, I know. We're going to rename the channel the Rob Regish Network.
Is it true you did a show yesterday without me?
Yes, I'm sorry. How did you find that? I feel like I'm cheating on you now.
Like you're cheating, yeah.
We're going to have to talk about that off air, but let's go.
Don't make me do a one-arm push-up. Please don't.
No, me.
Oh, God. Yeah, you know, so it's the new year, and we're all susceptible to what the new year brings. And it's interesting that, you know, I'm actually writing a book. Yes, I am.
Wow.
And one of the concepts that I'm promoting in my book about the chapter about motivation is make the first of every month New Year's. You know, we come into the new year making all sorts of commitments and with complete affirmative belief that we are going to see them through, and then February 15 rolls around and we're like, oh, you know, I don't know if I can. So I'm of the mindset of, like, don't save this for January 1st. Do it February 1st, March 1st, April 1st, every first of the month. Sit down, take a piece of paper out that you wrote on January 1st, and look at those goals and reaffirm your commitment. What do you think of that, guys?
I think that's a great idea because you're breaking it up into shorter-term goals. I had this discussion with somebody yesterday. I'd be interested in Wade's thoughts, but you know, when somebody approaches me about training them, I'll typically say, okay, you know, pay me 3 weeks up front. And that way they've made a financial commitment to at least, right, 3 weeks. And we revisit that every 3 weeks. And I think personally a lot of gyms should do this instead of, let's be honest, we know what they all do, put you on the auto pay program and hope they don't see you after 3 weeks.
Yeah, and they sneak that payment that you don't even know you're paying sometimes.
I know.
What do you think, Coach?
I'm a firm believer in this. Like Rob, my clients pay me a month in advance, and you know, the two reasons. One, that protects me. It gets me paid because, you know, once you obligate yourself to my time, then I provide that service. Whether you show up or not, you know, is up to you, but by the same token, my hope is always is that financial commitment, you know, is an insurance policy that these people are going to show up. I didn't build the gym, you know, for people not to use it. And when I do take on new clients, whether even if it's just baseline fitness, you know, or an athlete, you know, I have them write down, you know, let's look at short-term, medium-term, and long-term goals, and we'll discuss, you know, what the range of time of that is going to be. But I think it's a great idea. I'm not really much on the whole New Year's resolutions because it's not, you know, it's not something that is realistic. I think you should, it's a great time to reflect and then review what you've been doing the past year that helps you, you know, reset those goals. Did you achieve those goals? And if you did, you know, what do you need to do to maintain that success? And if you fell short, how did you fall short and what changes can you make so that this year or this upcoming month you can be successful? I think it's really about setting goals and then establishing, you know, frequency and a range of time and a game plan on how you achieve those. And I think the other thing that you have to do, you know, to coincide with this is set aside an amount of these goals that are, I'll see a list of resolutions, you know, and it's like it's 20 deep and there's no way in hell that's going to happen. You know, not an adult that, you know, especially most of us, you know, have other people in our life or children or whatever the case may be. And it's, it, you know, so the point of all that is that we want to take this time and, like you said, reflect each month, you know, to look at what are really good, solid, realistic goals.
Yeah.
And then creating a plan to, you know, establishing a plan that'll allow you to be successful.
And you know what? Let's face it. The new year is not just a time for resolutions, but in reality, how do people make their resolutions? They take inventory. I'm overweight. I need a better job. I, you know, I got to do this. So at the end of the year, you take inventory. It's kind of like a year has passed. What do I want to change? And that's what drives your resolution. So you're exactly right. So what I'm saying, and I'll rephrase it, is don't just do it once a year. Do it 12 times a year. Do it the first of every month. When the first rolls around, don't just think about, well, I got to pay the mortgage and I got to pay the water bill on the first and I got to pay my credit card on the first. I also have to go back and take inventory on the first. And let me see. Okay, so, and as you point out, Coach Johnson, you can't just say, I want to get healthier. You gotta focus on the actual goals. I want to lose 15 pounds of body fat. I want to add 10 pounds of muscle. I want to increase my cardio endurance, so I want to learn how to sprint. You have to take specific tasks. But if you take inventory the first of every month, number one, it makes you more accountable because you're not accountable the rest of the year. March and April roll around and you've forgotten what you committed to doing on the first of the year. It makes you more accountable, but more importantly, it also helps you gauge your progress because if you said at the beginning of the year, I want to lose 15 pounds of body fat, and come February 1st, you look and you go, wow, I've lost 3 pounds of body fat. Now your inventory changes your goal. I want to lose 13 more pounds of body fat, and it allows you to gauge. What I'm saying is, don't just do it once a year. Don't just wait till January. Do it January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, and January again. And I'll tell you what else this does for you. Okay? Too many of us, we wait for January to roll around to make these commitments. And we, towards the end of the year, we slip and slide. We go, well, January's coming. I'm just going to wait till January to come around. I'm just going to crap on myself November and December. It keeps you from crapping on yourself the last quarter of the year because you've been sticking to the plan. You're doing inventory the first of every month.
Well, I agree with that. I think Rob has spoke of this before, and it's something that I encourage people to do. You know, it's common practice for people that work out to keep a workout log. And I've told people, if part of your goal, especially, you know, using this past holiday season, you know, as an example, keep a food journal and be honest, you know. And it's one of those things where you start seeing, you know, what you actually do. And you're right, this time of year, you know, it's easy to slip off the bandwagon, and you should. I think people should enjoy this time of year, you know, but you know, you have to temper that with what your goals are and what your health is and so forth. But it's a perfect time, you know, to establish, you know, the parameters that you need to carry with you each month, you know, and throughout the year. So you're doing things that are helping you achieve those goals, and that they're no longer resolutions. They're actually part of your lifestyle that you continue to gauge and adapt and adjust, you know, so you can keep achieving your goals and keep making progress and keep yourself healthy.
What do you think, Rob?
I think that's great advice. If, let's face it, not everybody's going to have the discipline to keep a training journal. One of the, one of the old sayings in this business is the closed nose. So if you're a male or a female listening and you don't want to be hassled with all the journals or you don't have a trainer to do it for you, put on a pair of jeans, okay? Everybody's got a camera phone. Take some pictures, note, jot down the date and how they fit, and then throw them in a closet where nobody's going to touch them, nobody's going to wash them. Every 3 weeks, put that pair of jeans back on. The jeans aren't going to change. Hopefully you will.
Yeah.
If you're not fitting into them, you know, as you would like, then something else needs to change. But that's a nice, objective way to kind of keep track of progress if you're not so disciplined as to write everything down. And let's face it, not all of us are.
And Coach Johnson has a nice tip for the ladies. Go out and buy a dress a size smaller than you need it. Hang it on your bathroom door and look at it every day and go, I'm going to put that dress on pretty soon.
I was going to go back to that. It's actually a friend at work, and actually she's become a client since then. And, you know, that was the thing. She was very frustrated, you know, so, you know, I had her go out. This cannot be something that is currently in your closet. You want to be a size smaller? You go out and you find an article of clothing that just has you jazzed. You cannot wait to wear it, but it's the size that you want to be. And you hang that up and you see it every day. I have this with my lifters. I'll ask them, all right, what's your goal for this meet? And I'll type it out and I'll send it to them. And I go, okay, this gets hung up somewhere in your house. Put it in your car. Put it wherever you will see it every day. And I want you to have a reminder every day, you know, of what is to come. That every day that you get up and you're headed to the gym, that it's bringing you a step closer to the goal that you committed yourself to. You yourself said, this is what I want to achieve. And you have that constant reminder. And that doesn't take a lot of discipline. It's hit, you know, you hit the print button, you take a piece of tape and you hang it up, or you go and buy the article of clothing, which should be easy for any of you ladies out there, and you hang it up. Once you've hung it up, that, you know, the rest is up to you, but you don't have to constantly, you know, put some sort of entry in a journal or something. You have that article of clothing that every month or every 3 weeks or what, you know, whatever pattern you've set for yourself, you can try on and go, all right, where am I at? You know, and those are it's those little dangling carrots that help us be successful.
Well, and I want to talk about that. I want to take it because that tip right there is not just a gauge, an inventory gauge, but it's also a motivator. It's also a carrot. I want to talk about motivation when we come back because nothing works without consistency. I don't care. You can't get fat without consistency. If you decided tomorrow morning, I want to be fat, you'd have to consistently eat the same way every day for weeks, months, and years. So nothing works without consistency, and consistency doesn't work without motivation. So we're going to take a break. That last tip segues us into our next discussion, which is motivation. You're listening to the Roundtable Discussion on Strength and Hypertrophy with Coach Wade Johnson and Rob Regish. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
To build muscle and burn fat, if you want to transform your body, your health, and fitness, then your goal should be to get a copy of The Blueprint from Rob Regish. Learn what the Blueprint Army already knows. There is no faster way to change the way you look and feel than by using The Blueprint. And now, when you order The Blueprint, you will also get absolutely free the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout Seminar. That's a $20 value, absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today.
Orbit Nutrition Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
You already know about Titan Organics Virgin Coconut Oil and that Carl says it's the best in the world. Titan has raw organic honey from the Brazilian rainforest produced under sustainable and environmentally conscious conditions. It's a creamy, non-filtered, rare honey. Or check out their 100% organic raw agave nectar from the lush, pristine farms in Tequila, Mexico. A naturally low glycemic sweetener. You can trust Titan Organics to provide the best raw products found anywhere. Go to superhumanradio.com and save 15% off any purchase when you use the coupon code TITAN15. That's TITAN15.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. If you're just tuning in live, the discussion is changing to motivation. As Coach Johnson points out, he tells his female clients, go out and buy a dress you must have. You love it. Be excited about wearing it, but buy it in a smaller size. So then your motivation is to be able to fit into it. Hang it someplace where you can see it every single day. And it's in your face. Okay. So let's talk more about motivation. Rob, you got any tips on motivation?
Yeah, progress. Demonstrable, objective progress. And for different people, that means different things. You know, for the young kid who is in his 20s, you know, he's out looking to be a lot bigger and stronger. And when the tape measure is making bigger circles around your arms and legs and your total's going up, that's a pretty easy thing to measure. For other people, in particular women, it's about aesthetics and, right, and looking good in a bikini or a dress or whatever it may be. And one thing I'd like to say there is throw that scale out the window. Yeah. Because I still can't get over the number of women that will come into the gym and train for 6 weeks, and they look, 100% better in 6 weeks, but they step on the scale and they weigh the same, and they get all dejected. What they don't realize is, you put 10 pounds on a muscle and take off 10 pounds of fat, well, you're going to look a million times better. Okay, the scale didn't move, but we're not in this to move numbers on a scale. So when you toss that scale out the window, replace it with a tape measure. And, focus on, for example, inches, losing inches. The other thing I would highly suggest is find someone, either a relative or a friend, that you don't see for, let's say, a month, 2 months, sometimes even 3 months or more, because their visual reference point of view is going to be, let's say, 3 months ago. Well, if you take a little trip to go see them, it's going to register, depending upon your results and how different you look, and hopefully you're leaner and trimmer, and they're going to notice that. You're not necessarily going to see that on a day-to-day basis, and the mirror is also a terrible subjective or objective measure of your progress, because your daily moods will transfer into your self-critique of yourself.
I'll tell you what, one of the things that I've discovered that's a great motivator. It's a calendar. Get yourself a big calendar, one that you can actually write on. When you think about a guy who's in prison, right? He's got to do 3 years, long time, right? I'm telling people a year is not a long time. You have to make a commitment to this process for a year minimum. If you want to be healthier, you want to be stronger, you want to be leaner, you want to totally change your body, you got to be making a commitment to a year. People who get fat, they make a commitment without even realizing it for years. They don't think, oh, I got to eat like this for another 3 years before I can hit 300 pounds. No, they just do it. Get yourself a calendar. And every morning, look forward to putting a big red X on yesterday after you've done the things that you've written in there, whatever it is. If it's fasted cardio, put down cardio. If it's going to the gym, put down gym. If it's eating the way you've planned on eating 5 or 6 meals, put eating down. If it's supplementing, put supplementing. If it's getting to bed early, put sleep. The next morning when you wake up, you look at that calendar. Can you honestly put an X through yesterday?
Yeah.
And make it a game. Give yourself the opportunity to turn it into a challenge for yourself. Put that X. Feel good. Can't put that X? Put an X through the things that you did do right and shoot on tomorrow doing it right. That's how guys who have to do long bids in the war or in jail get through the day to day. Any thoughts on that, guys? Coach Johnson?
Well, for me, you know, you find I'm always looking for several things. You know, in my heyday, so to speak, I wanted to kick everybody's ass. You know, I wanted to be the best. You know, when I went to a meet, I went there to win. I didn't spend $2,500 on plane tickets to go and have a good time and compete with the guys. You know, I wanted all that, but my focus was is I wanted to be a world champion, and whoever was the guy to beat there, I wanted to kick his ass. You know, so that always motivated me. I knew that if I did the things that I was supposed to, if I did the things that would allow me to hit the numbers, you know, that kept me motivated. I knew that if I outworked my competition, if I was smarter, if I ate the right way, if I supplemented the right way, that was the motivation that I needed. And that's why I tell my guys, give me all three attempts that you want to hit in the gym. And now you'll hear me say in some of the videos, this is pulling your third attempt at the meet. When you're tired, when you've had a long day and you're hungry and you're pissy and you want to get done, you know, this is the attempt. This is how focused you have to be. You have to find all these different ways. It's not enough to train. It has to be goal-oriented. The goals is what keeps you motivated. You know, and then as my career extended, it became about the numbers. I knew if I squatted, if I had squatted 930 in one meet and I squatted 970, I had gained 40 pounds and knew I needed 30 more to add to get to that 1,000-pound lifetime goal. And so I think whatever you have to do, where you can visually see it, and then where you can visualize it mentally. Because I went, you know, at night, you know, as I was laying in bed and you would take kind of a inventory of the day, you know, did I do what I needed to do food-wise, supplement-wise, hydration? How did it go in the gym? What do I need to work on? And then I would think about the upcoming competition, you know. And so I think whatever it takes that allows you to maintain inventory of what you've got to do, and making the adjustments in order to do that and to keep yourself motivated. You know, motivation is absolutely crucial, and to keep it positive. And like Rob was talking about, one of the things I would have my girls do is have someone, you know, that you feel comfortable with. You put on a sports bra and the little bike shorts, whatever they call them. Take a picture from the front, picture from the back, picture from the side. and do that once a month. And I agree with Rob. Take your scale and sling it out into the trash. Because let me tell you a quick story, and I know I'm throwing a lot of stuff out there, and if you guys can't tell, I've taken a lot of pre-workout and coffee this morning. So anyway, because to hopefully stave off some of the energy drinks that I have grown so fond of, I drink more coffee, you know, which makes absolutely more sense.
Right.
But anyway, I trained a girl for 18 months. She gained 2 pounds. And she would be frustrated. She would say, I'm not losing any weight. But she went down 2 pant sizes. She sent me a picture when she started with me of a bikini, and she looked like someone that had recently had a baby. And there's nothing wrong with that. But she hadn't recently had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
2 years later, she sends me a picture in a bikini, and she has completely transformed her body. You know, so it's one of those things where that number, you know, throw it out the window. That is not helping you. That firm belief that I have to weigh a certain amount, you know, or that, you know, at your mid-40s or even 50, well, you know, in high school, you're not the same person. None of us are. I don't care if you've taken great care of yourself. You're different, you know. Physiologically, you know, from the top to the bottom, you are different, you know. So let that mirror be a guide, but when we take the pictures, they could only take them a month apart. I don't care how great your progress was from month to month, and understand that probably the first 2 to 3 sets of pictures, there may not be a big change. But this goes back to what you said before the break, you know. The training that you do, the work that you do, the reading that you do to educate yourself, so on and so forth, the real progress beyond the method is being consistent.
Right.
That's the thing. Day in and day out, week in and week out, month in and month out, year round, the guy that is consistent, most of the time, no matter what, he'll overcome talented people, stronger people, better people, faster people, because that's the guy that's putting in the time consistently and consistently getting better. I tell people, be the tortoise, be the tortoise. The hare, and there's not one time I have read that little story that the rabbit wins. He never wins.
Right, right. So I gotta disagree with you guys on this one point, and that is the scale. I say don't throw your scale away, but understand its true meaning. The scale only represents gravitational forces on your body. It does not tell the real story. It doesn't tell the story of what your body is made of. The scale and BMI are flawed. I say don't throw your scale away, but understand that the scale is just one dimension of your progress. You should pay attention to gravitational forces on your body on this planet. However, you have to look at your body fat and your lean body mass. If, in fact, and I see this just recently, there was a study written about in my local newspaper. They talked about whether cardio alone, resistance training alone, or cardio plus resistance training provides the greatest, quote-unquote, weight loss. This is not what we want. We don't want weight loss in a vacuum. Guess what? You get cancer, you get weight loss. You want that kind of weight loss? Hell no. Okay?
Yeah.
You ask any of those poor people in Auschwitz if that weight loss was good for them. Hell no. So you don't want weight loss in a vacuum. Okay? You have to understand that if your body weight changes, you also need to understand what caused those changes. What I say is, I agree with you on this point. What the scale says does not mean anything without the other variables taken into context, and that is what dimension of lean mass and body fat are you trading in order to cause that change in the scale? So if I'm 230 pounds and I'm 7% body fat, that's a hell of a good deal. If I'm 230 pounds and I'm 34% body fat, that is not a good deal. That's my point. Don't throw your scale away, but don't give it power over you to discourage you in your goal for progress. Looking at the scale alone is like looking at the distance between the gas pedal and the floorboard and trying to determine how fast you're going. There are other variables. Are you going uphill? Are you going downhill? Are you towing something? So you need to know what the scale is doing, but it should only be one variable in the total picture of what your progress is. That's what I say.
I don't disagree with that, but I'd also ask a question, you know, I think you're spot on, but I think the application here, and I think what Rob and I are trying to say is, by and large, I'd love for all the women that I've ever trained to have that, share that belief. But you're overcoming, the myth and the fallacy and the old wives' tale of, I weighed 110 pounds when I was in high school, and I've had three children and I look great, but I weigh 125 pounds and I'd love to get back down to that weight. And I think by and large what we're saying is that's just something. Let me see how I can say this. Ultimately, it's one of those things where it's usually more of a roadblock versus a valuable tool. What you have just said, I have preached to clients, and you cannot, get it through their head. And that's why I'd say weigh once a week, no more than that. And
I do agree. I agree with that. Weighing yourself every day is useless. Weigh yourself once a week. Or once or twice a month, whatever your decision is, you need a protracted period of time before you weigh yourself. But you must weigh yourself, and then you have to find a way to assess your body fat, whether it's looking in the mirror, whether you get a caliper, whether you spend some money on one of those actual body fat measurement systems. But you have to assess what portion is body fat, what is muscle. If you're gaining muscle, if the scale's staying the same, you're losing fat and you're gaining muscle, I say you are the best case scenario. Okay, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to attack something else that Rob Regish invoked, and that is the daily routine. This is more important than you think it is. You're listening to the Roundtable Discussion on Strength and Hypertrophy with Coach Wade Johnson and Rob Regish. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Advantex Pharmaceuticals produces the highest quality pharmaceutical grade N-acetylcysteine in an advanced effervescent delivery system. NAC has been clinically shown to improve performance, reduce fatigue, and increase power output. NAC is ideal for the high-intensity interval training athlete as it is shown to reduce respiratory fatigue. BioAdvantex PharmaNac has the highest bioavailability of any supplement in its class. Buy one, get one free of PharmaNac when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the PharmaNac banner ad. Pharmanac, there's nothing else like it. Make 2013 your best year ever by getting the jump on burning more body fat. Now you can try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch free for 1 month. What do you have to lose except for the weight? You've heard listeners on the show talk about how great it works for them. What are you waiting for? This patch works for anyone at any age. Never any jitters or stimulants. Just fat loss. Don't miss the boat. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. nothing else. Go to WeighNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. Calling all men. The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Coach Johnson, go ahead and plug your website.
You can reach me on Facebook. I've got a personal page and a Johnson Strength page. Always via email, supersquat800@yahoo.com. We post our training on the weightlifting discussion board at weightliftingdiscussion.com, and we are currently retooling the Johnson Strength Group website. I don't know if we'll keep that address or whatever the case may be. And I also keep a training
journal.
I'm sorry, a training journal on the Anabolic Minds website, and also at bodybuilding.com. So look me up.
Cool. And then Coach Regish, we have a transition on the Superhuman Radio website, and shortly we're going to have a banner ad up there for your new newsletter. Plug your newsletter, please.
Yeah, the website to get your free copy is theblueprintbulletin.com, and you will be able to test drive on me the monthly Blueprint Bulletin newsletter, which is it's fast, it's current, and it's chock full of information that will up your game. So check that out.
Okay, cool. And then we will have on SupremeRadio.com the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad, but right now we have the Mass Pro Synthogen as well as the Blueprint Training Guide banner ads. You can check that out at SupremeRadio.com to learn more about Rob Regish. Okay, Rob talked about something a second ago. He said, you know, focusing on the day. I forget how he put it, but it's also one of the things that I've written about in the motivation section of this book. Once you've determined what your long-term goals are and you have been very specific on what those goals are, you then have to translate them to the daily steps that you're going to take. When you look at the types of 12-step programs that alcoholics and drug addicts use, which, you know, what those are the most severe addictions to break. You see that they break things down to a day-by-day routine, and they just focus on getting today right. They don't think about what went wrong yesterday. They don't think about what they're going to have to do tomorrow. They just think about getting through today. You need to take the same step. Once you've committed yourself to your goals, look at what the daily actions are of those goals, whether they be going to the gym and taking certain steps, getting to sleep on time, doing fasted cardio, and you just need to focus on the day. If you get the day right and you take this approach of getting just today right, the whole journey becomes easier because you're breaking it down to just steps of one day at a time. Speak about that, Coach Johnson, first.
Well, for me, it's even in my work life, when I was building my gym, remodeling my house, and with my training, I would map out, and I'm not near as anal as I used to be, but I never just trained 8 to 10 weeks usually for a meet. A lot of times it was 16 to 24 weeks, and I would have specific goals, and I would type out each session of training, what weight was I going to have to use, and what movements I was going to have to do, what time was I going to get up, because one of the things, and again, this goes back to being consistent, what time did I need to get up in the morning so I could do whatever I needed to do to get my food ready, my clothes ready, get myself dressed and together and prepared to drive wherever I needed to drive at the time, you know, to go train, or what time did I need to get downstairs in the gym to turn the heat on because it was cold, all those things. And I had a checklist of things. And it's the same thing I do at work. I have an agenda that I create for myself each day. when I was building my gym. I had an agenda. These are the things that I need to work on to get it to the point that I can do these things, whether it was to work more on it. You know, I need to get all the boards up on the wall so I can start hanging shelving. You know, whatever it took, each was a step. You know, it's much like, I think I've said this before, I'll ask people when they're looking at, you know, you squatted 1,000 pounds, I only squat 500, I'll never see that. You know, I go, well, what are you going to do to squat 600 pounds? And let's look at that 1,000 pounds as an elephant. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So you make that list of, if I do the consistent work, what do I need to do to get to 600 pounds? And then that, you know, that adjacent list, you know, what do I need to do to, if I do these things and it gets me to 600, then what am I going to do to get to 1,000? And to go back to what Rob said, you develop a daily habit, daily patterns. And this speaks back to like a setup in a lift. How I grab the squat bar, if you watch our videos, how I grab the squat bar when I'm doing really well, it's consistent. It looks the same every time, whether it's the bar or it's a thousand pound meat video. It's those daily things that you make automatic that pay off when it comes game time, whether that be your job or losing weight or getting fit or getting ready for a contest. I think that daily checklist of the things that I have to do to be prepared, the things that I have to do to get my job done, the things that I have to do to get my training in that allows me to achieve my goal, those habits are the things that make you consistent and make you successful.
Rob, talk about the breaking things down to the day-to-day and just focusing on the day-to-day.
Yeah, this is a great topic because this time of year there are a lot of gadgets and gimmicks vying for people's attention. If you can do just one thing every day, I mean pertaining to the fundamentals of training, diet, or rest, you will take huge leaps towards improving your quality of life. I've got three of them. They take less than 10 minutes a day, and most of them are free. Here we go. Fundamental number one, training. 10 minutes of body weight squats. Everybody can do these. No excuses. If you use a toilet seat, you can body weight squat. There's no need for a gym. You don't even have to leave your house. As many repetitions as you can perform in 10 minutes. Either break them up into sets or all at once. You keep striving to perform more reps in those 10 minutes. Simple. Very motivating because the progress comes fast. Fundamental number two. You may not get to the squats that day, but you can make yourself a healthy meal in 10 minutes or less. You take one cup of old-fashioned oatmeal, mix in one scoop of Extreme Formulations Ultra Peptide 2.0. I don't care what flavor you use. I guarantee you're going to like it. A handful of raisins and some water. You don't even have to microwave the stuff, nor should you. It tastes amazing, and people will be able to say, listen, I just built in a meal today. Okay, with the highest quality protein, carbohydrates, and even essential fatty acids to boot, all in one shot. The third thing that you can do, you may not get to the training, you may not get a healthy meal in. What's the last fundamental that's important?
Sleep.
Rest.
Yeah.
Sleep. There's an old Russian proverb which goes like this. The rest of your days depend upon the rest of your nights. We all know how important sleep is to health and performance. Now, whether it's 10 minutes of or simply a few milligrams of melatonin, which is available to everybody, you know, it's at Walmart. It's the number one most cost-effective antioxidant, anti-aging, you know, life extension product out there. Or if you're out of all the age force patches, that's the one I get the best feedback on.
The melatonin patch.
Yeah. So there it is. It couldn't be any simpler. You add just one of those a day, 10 minutes or less, it's going to make a big, big difference in your health, your performance, and your quality of life. And the magic comes as you add those 10 minutes up, 10 minutes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. January passes, February passes, March. Now all of a sudden, you're starting to notice, you know, you sleep better, you eat better, and you perform better. What more could you want? 10 minutes a day.
Okay, and now some shameless pimping, okay? I don't know about you, but I always train better when I'm listening to good music. I finally broke down and bought myself a new MP3 player. Well, I did something to the Superhuman Radio Network channel. Now, during the hours of 5 a.m. and 9 a.m., I've gotten rid of the talk radio and put in purely music. Everybody's always telling me, hey, Carl, we love your mashups. Where can we get the mashups? Well, I don't know where you can get them. I have them here. I can't sell them. But now, if you're doing cardio or training between 5 a.m. and 9 a.m. Eastern time, which is the same thing as 4 a.m. and 8 a.m. Pacific time, you can go to Shoutcast. If you don't have the app already, it's free. Download the app, search for the Superhuman Radio Network, put your earbuds in, tune into the channel. Limited interruption. Every 15 to 18 minutes of songs, there's one 30-second commercial. That's it. So it's very, very, it will not annoy you during your workout. Let's put it that way. But you can listen to the greatest motivating music. My mashups are the best to train to between those hours, and that makes you look forward to training in the morning. It's like you know you're going to listen to great music at the same time.
Yeah, and let's face it, you know, the day gets away from us. People are busy. Life gets busy. You got to, you know, you get married. You have children. Your work is now demanding 70 hours a week instead of 40. Well, you know, it becomes a game of, let's face it, the day gets away from people, and they're not able to get to the gym. Okay, you can still do 10 minutes of bodyweight squats.
Yes.
You know,
and that's going to be a metabolic, that's a metabolic game changer right there. All right, and you actually are segueing into the last discussion I want.
Okay.
Make the commitment for 2013. I want to talk about this coming out of the break. Changing your reward system. This is an important one in my humble opinion because we all need rewards. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson and Rob Regish. This is the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy. Hopefully you're getting some good advice to help you stay motivated, stay on track, maintain that inventory, maintain progress so that 2013 doesn't pass like 2012 and you're still making the same resolutions at the end of the year to do the same things. Let's do something this year. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, give it up for Sammy the Salmon and his amazing salmon dance.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a proprietary diet protein product with a 49% whey to 51% casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It also contains micro encapsulation essential fatty acids, so they're stable in the bottle to deliver a muscle-building punch. And it tastes great, too. Flavors like banana cream, chocolate peanut butter, cookies and cream, and many more. All their dairy protein is from right here in the USA. It's 100% made in America. Go to xfmuscle.com and get your Ultra.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at Iron Mag Labs. Labs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today. Make 2013 your best year ever by getting the jump on burning more body fat. Now you can try the H-Force Fat Burner Patch free for 1 month. What do you have to lose except for the weight? You've heard listeners on the show talk about how great it works for them. What are you waiting for? This patch works for anyone at any age. Never any jitters or stimulants. Just fat loss. Don't miss the boat. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force banner ad today.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yeah! Throw your hands in the air right now, man.
That's Professor Axel.
Welcome back to the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy. It's a new year. We need to make some progress this year. What did I say we were going to talk about when we came out of the break? Let's see if you guys...
You better ask Rob. Rob's the smarter one.
Let's see if you guys are listening.
I was thinking about lunch.
You know what? Don't laugh. That's what I'm thinking about too right now. I'm starving. No,
I will say this. You know, this time of year, there's a lot of people, right, flooding gyms with good intentions and a lot of, well-meaning energy. And unfortunately, due to infomercials, unrealistic expectations.
Yeah, that's true.
And what I tend to see is, you know, people will come in and they're willing to put the work in, and they do every day for about 3 weeks. And after 3 weeks, they wake up and they're beat up, they're hurting, and the miracle body hasn't manifested. Well, I can understand why they throw the towel in at that point. I guess what I'm saying is, you know, look at this as a, like Wade was saying, you know, this is not a sprint, it's a marathon. And there's not going to be a miracle body in 90 days. You know, there's going to be some big changes.
Thank you. And you just reminded me, I found this note. Go ahead. So there's going to be some changes, but more importantly, one of the things that we do as humans when we do want to see progress is we try to reward ourselves for our progress, right?
Yeah.
You have to change your reward system in order for this to really work well. And here's why I say that. One of the biggest negative things people do that cause them to not see the progress that they want, and then the unrealistic expectations go down the drain, is they have a reward system that is counterproductive to their goals. And we see this quite often. If you ever watch the mainstream media, Kathy Lee and Hoda in the morning, you see them doing cardio, right? And they do cardio, and then they go, oh, well, now I burn 200 calories, I can have that piece of pizza at lunchtime. This is stupid reward. If you're doing all this hard work just to be at break even, to see no progress, of course you're going to be disgusted and disenchanted and want to bail out. So your reward system needs to change completely. If your objective is to gain muscle, if your objective is to burn fat, if your objective is to add weight to your bench press or your squat or your deadlift, then choose rewards that are going to benefit and enhance that goal and not take you backwards. So in other words, if you hit a PR in the gym, in the deadlift, don't say, this weekend I'm going to go out and just bash it up with my boys. I'm going to drink. I'm going to get banged out. I'm just going to hammer myself into the ground. I deserve it. I earned it. Wrong. You just took one step forward and two steps back.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Well, I think it gets back to what is really important to you. Is if it's if this is a short-term fix to go out and blow off steam with the boys, or look good, let's say for a cruise or
spring
a wedding.
Spring break, right? Then, exactly. Right.
And then you're done. Well, I would tell you, enjoy the ride while you're here, but it's not going to last.
Mm-hmm.
If, on the other hand, you know, and this is my mental, state of mind, I want to be better than I was last week. And that's different for different people, but just as an example, you know, last week I did 400 bodyweight squats, and today I did 450, okay? And that's my personal measure of I exceeded myself and am becoming You know, I'm making progress, and that in turn is motivating me. I'm not comparing myself because I can't. I'm being honest with myself. I can't compare myself to Wade's 1,060-pound squat, okay? I wasn't born to do that. But that's okay. That doesn't mean I can't make progress in other realms. And everybody has a realm that they can make progress in. Be a better you than you were a week ago.
Okay, and that's great advice. But I'm just curious, Coach Johnson, the idea of having a reward system that benefits you. Like, I like the idea that you said, go out and buy a dress that doesn't fit. Buy a dress that you would love to wear, that you know you're going to be stunning in. Hang it on the door. Remind yourself. Motivate yourself. But that's also a reward. When you get to put that on and look good in it, you're achieving a reward. There's a benefit. There's a reward to all this hard work. What about reward systems for you? Do you have reward systems that you use, with your athletes or yourself?
For me, I'm kind of a different animal. My reward was, you know, was breaking the record, was winning the meet, or hitting the number. I can't tell you the amount of joy that I had when I finally, you know, I had deadlifted in the previous meet 700 pounds. That was a lifetime goal. And then in the last meet, the powerlifting meet that I did, you know, eclipsing 1,000 pounds, and then breaking 700 in the bench press, and finally totaling 2,400 pounds. The reward for me, you know, was achieving the goal. And for my guys, you know, it's one of those things where if we can do these things, then these things that you've been talking about that you want to try that I've deprived you of because I had to keep your eye on the prize, then we're going to take a period of time and do those things. We're going to have some fun with those things. Well, you know, we have to maintain a plan, you know, but always, like with one of my kids. He's an 11-year-old wrestler that was won nationals the year he was 11 years old. You know, that's a pretty big deal. A national champion at 11 years old, that's a bunch of 11-year-old kids.
Right.
So, you know, the thing was is like, but I said, it's not enough to do well in here. Every week, I want to see your food journal every day. Every week, I want to see your schoolwork. When you address me, it's yes sir or no sir when you address your parents and your teachers. And then the reward is if you can clean all this up at the end of 4 weeks, I'm going to give you your own pair of straps that you can use in your dad's garage to do shrugs and stuff like that.
Wow.
You know, and then at the end of the semester, if your grades are this, if you've done these things, because I'll know you've done the work because you've been in the gym with me, well, I outfitted him with ogre wear. You know, and for the 11-year-old kid, that was a big deal. It may not be a big deal to a lot of people, but to him, you know, it was a big deal because he learned a lot of things about discipline, about respect, not only in the gym. He respected me, you know, because I was his coach, because he saw that I walked the walk, you know, and, you know, with his teachers, he started learning, you know, what the real value and why they were there and why he was there, you know, but the prize was, you know, I see my coach every day and he's wearing what I think is a cool t-shirt, and, you know, I got a hoodie, I got a jacket, I got a pair of shorts, you know, I got this full outfit, and all I had to do was pay attention and do what I was already supposed to be doing. You know, so it's finding those things that will help you remain positive. It's the same thing, you know, it's like, well, I did my cardio so I can, you know, I can have chocolate pudding, you know, after I eat. And, you know, you can't do things. You reward yourself by achieving the goals and set little things out there. I'm all about that dangling carrot that keeps you motivated, that keeps you interested, and more, keeps you consistent.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. And that's why I think people need to think about how to change their reward systems. Maybe you need to reward yourself by buying more music for your iPod. Maybe you need to reward yourself by, you know, spending money on grass-fed beef or whatever it is. But absolutely, rewards are critical to the process. But choosing the right rewards that enhance your progress and don't detract from it is critical. And you really have to do that. We've come to the end of the show. It's a great show. Hopefully people have gotten something that they can use, something to help motivate them, keep you on track. Like I said before, you don't become fat and out of shape by not being consistent. You are doing those things that make you fat and out of shape consistently, day in and day out. It takes that same effort, conscious or unconscious, to reverse the pattern and reach your goals. So think about all of that. Coach Johnson, thank you so much for your wisdom today.
Always good to be with you guys. Happy New Year to you both and everybody out there listening.
And, of course, Rob Regish, you will be back on in about 16 hours, I believe, or something. Rob Regish is a permanent installment at the Superhuman Radio Network, so that's all I can say. Thanks so much, Rob, for everything you do.
It was great to be with you guys, and Happy New Year to everybody listening.
Okay, take care, guys. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to have the brilliant Adele Moussa on as we perform the Subversity Science Roundup Sniff Test to Science in the News. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Titan Organics virgin coconut oil, and that Carl says it's the best in the world. Titan has raw organic honey from the Brazilian rainforest, produced under sustainable and environmentally conscious conditions. It's a creamy, non-filtered, rare honey. Or check out their 100% organic raw agave nectar from the lush, pristine farms in Tequila, Mexico. A naturally low glycemic sweetener. You can trust Titan Organics to provide the best raw products found anywhere. Go to superhumanradio.com and save 15% off any purchase when you use the coupon code Titan15. That's TITAN15.
Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before? Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you're satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the advertise with us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetic Cream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away. Not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
I'm the beat and bone.
Just roll with me.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio as we're joined by the brilliant Adele Moussa to perform the Subversity Sniff Test to Science in the News. How you doing, Adele? Oh, I'm sorry, Adele. Wait a second. I have done something wrong. I'm telling you, I am starving for food, and the hypoglycemia is making my brain not function properly. Repeat what you said. I'm sorry.
There's actually the lack of news has ended, and all the new journals have been published in the last week, so there is plenty of new stuff to talk about, but actually nothing totally exciting as of yet, at least. But I've picked a couple of things I suppose that most listeners will be interested in.
Yeah, but before we do that, I want to mention something. So you and I were Skyping back and forth before the show, and you said you wonder why the we use food as a reward. Young children are given candy when they do something right, and it actually reinforces a bad habit. No wonder why there's an obesity epidemic. And I jokingly said to you that we should give young children LSD, they would have more fun. And you said in Russia they give them vodka as a reward. Is that true? Do they really do that?
Not really as a reward, but rather to calm them down. They put a few drops of alcohol often into the, not really the formula, but here we usually give the children teas or juices. And oftentimes you hear that in Russia they still put a few drops of alcohol, often vodka, into these bottles in order to calm them down. And this is the extreme example of conditioning people to alcohol at a very early age and to its soothing effect. And whenever you have problems, you turn to the alcohol later on. And in our society, it's whenever you have problems, you turn to the sugary drinks and sugary foods.
That's true.
To solve them.
Yeah. Okay, so in the United States, back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, before recreational drugs were outlawed, opium-based drugs were very, very popular. They were called patent medicines. These were generally elixirs. Since in the Midwest, women were not allowed to drink alcohol, at least respectable women. So respectable women used to use these opium-based drinks like something called laudanum, which they would sip a capful here and there, and it would take the edge off. But more disturbing was a anti-teething drug called paregoric, which also had opium in it. And mothers who could not take their crying children the crying any longer would take the paregoric and rub it on the gums of the child. And naturally, the child would become sedated. The pain would still be there, but the child would not feel it. And the child would go to sleep. And these are some of the earliest uses of these types of narcotic drugs. Then Bayer Aspirin introduced heroin as an alternative to opium. And all hell broke loose. But these patent medicines were used in the late 1800s, early 1900s with regularity for all sorts of reasons, not necessarily to even quell illnesses, but instead to kind of take the edge off of life. So as a species, humans have been using alcohol and these other agents with drug-like effects to do exactly what they do, and that is kind of take the edge off of life. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and I wonder if in 50 years from now people will say something similar about all these ADHD drugs we are giving our children today.
I'm sure.
In retrospect.
I'm sure.
Well, it's the same stupidity in a way, because there are actually more and more studies showing that we are just trying to manage the effects of an underlying disease, which is not fundamentally treated by giving those drugs.
Right, absolutely. And now our first discussion is actually going to be talking about a pharmaceutical drug that is used actually to treat diabetes. I guess in Europe they call it Glustin or Glyzone, and it's called Actos in the United States. Anti-diabetic drug. Apparently, this first study you have shows its effect on weight loss in older adults when exercising, right?
Yeah, I actually picked this study rather to broach a more general issue about not just this specific drugs, but a whole class of drugs which is modulating the function of PPARs, which are signaling proteins, you could say, that are involved in the process of glucose management and lipid management. And the particular study at hand tried to find out whether it would be beneficial if you added this drug to a standard weight loss regimen where the elderly individuals who participated just ate less, and the scientists expected to see beneficial outcomes in terms of body composition, and they also speculated that it may well be that this could also prevent the loss of strength we often see, especially when elderly people start to diet. And the unfortunate truth was that the effects were not really consistent, and there was a strange different as far as gender was concerned, so that while in the men there is in fact a certain tendency that this medication was able to increase the loss in fat mass and keep the loss in lean body mass a little lower. On the other hand, this trial had fortunately a complete second arm in which they did the exact same thing. So they dieted the participants and provided one of the two groups with the drug and the other not. But those people were also resistance training. And if you look at the data, it's quite surprising that the actual outcomes are, especially for the women, much more beneficial in the resistance training group. So in this particular group, the ratio of fat loss to lean muscle loss was 5-2 without the medication, while it was in the other group 3.5-2. So the actual weight loss was not so much larger, but the ratio of fat to lean mass did change significantly by training. And still, they lost a significant amount of lean body mass, which actually goes to tell you that, especially in older adults, the classic calorically reduced diet is not the way to go, because we have talked about that in the last, on the last show, that a study reported that being obese, quote-unquote, is healthy for elderly individuals. And in fact, this particular study shows why this is the case, because especially when you lose your body weight late, when you are already old, then you're often losing a hell lot of lean mass,
right,
and you're losing a hell lot of strength. And most of the studies which have been conducted in this particular area found that not really the lean mass, but rather the strength of the muscle you have left will determine how well you age. Because it's quite obvious, nobody will really be interested in another 10 years of just lying in bed.
Right.
And therefore, it's really important that, especially when you're older, you should rather try to stick to a very mild caloric deficit, if anything, because for most it would suffice to reintegrate some form of exercise into their regimen. I suppose everybody will realize that developing a six-pack when you were 80 and you never had one is pretty unrealistic. So the goals you will have to follow, or the goals you have to set for yourself, are different. And therefore, the dieting effect, or at least the reduction caloric intake, is not that significant. Because changes in macronutrient composition, especially an increase in protein and an increase in the frequency you ingest a threshold amount of protein, is much more beneficial in most of the elderly individuals who hardly get their RDA of protein in per day, and mostly, or most of them, eat almost 90% of the protein in one meal at dinner. So this is something that's emerging in the latest literature. But now to get back to the diabetes drug and the PPAR gamma agonist function of this drug. In essence, this sounds nice, because when this particular receptor is activated, it will help you to lower the blood lipids and the glucose levels. But the unfortunate truth is that it does so by storing away the fat and the glucose after transforming it to triglycerides, both in the adipose tissues as well as in the liver. So you buy the reduction or the improvements in glucose and lipid levels on base of increased adiposity. And therefore, this is not really the wisest way to go, at least not if you are doing it the way most physicians do, just prescribe their patients the drug, look at the outcomes on the blood tests and say, well, you're better, ignoring that the subjects have, or the patients have gained a significant amount of body fat. Because in the end, you will either have to increase the dose of the drug, and even if you do that, at a certain time point, your body fat and your liver won't be able to really handle the additional fat that arises from both the glucose and the lipids in your bloodstream. And those people who have been visiting the Subversity in the past couple of weeks have probably realized that I've had a couple of news on this particular PPRR, which is the gamma variety. And one of the questions I've been posing is, as a rather healthy individual, how do you want your PPAR gamma level to be?
Right.
Should they be up or should they be down? And the answer, I must admit, there is no definite answer to this. But the answer is, as usual, on the one hand, on the other hand, answer, because it is important for your body to be able to control the expression of these agonists. And you will have a hard time to store body fat if you completely block the receptor. So if you ingest an antagonist, for example, CLA has been proven to be an antagonist. And the interesting thing about CLA is that it appears to be relatively tissue specific. So it blocks the storage of fat in the subcutaneous, especially in the subcutaneous and in the visceral fat, while it doesn't do so in the liver. And therefore, it is particularly prone to induce a fatty liver disease. And this is also, we have been talking about that before, one of the main concerns with conjugated linoleic acid supplements, that they could actually increase your risk of developing fatty liver disease. On the other hand, you have to think about who you are. If you are somebody who is training, say, four times a week, leads a healthy lifestyle, has his diet in check 90% of the time, then you're not very likely to have all this fat floating around in your bloodstream to be stored anywhere, whether in the liver or in the body fat levels. So it appears, at least to me, that for the already lean people, the antagonists would be the better choice, while an agonist, which is one that helps you first store away the glucose and the fat, could be an intermediate solution in order to become insulin sensitive again, and to really tackle your problems by changes in your lifestyle and starting to work out later on. So it's not that all those drugs are totally contraindicated, but they will only work for a certain time, and actually they are just crutch. For people to really get out of the out of the circle of right. insulin resistance and high lipid levels.
Now, was there not also a concomitant increase in stored fat in the muscle as well, which is obviously not desirable in the group that was taking the Actos and not resistance training?
That was not the case. No. Okay. Interestingly, or probably also due to being dieting at the same time, this did not happen. Because if you are in a caloric deficit, this changes the game.
Uh-huh.
The most interesting studies in this particular affair are actually studies done in rodents who've been feeding, who were on a high fat diet in order to make them obese, because in those studies we do actually see what happens if you just add the medication to the regular lifestyle. And the interesting thing is that those rodents develop more body fat, but if you just went by their blood levels of lipids and glucose, then you would have to concede that they are obviously healthier.
Right.
Because they use this new body fat in order to get the fats and the glucose out of the bloodstream. And if you will, you could say that using a drug like this helps you to get fatter or get healthy.
Right.
And this is something for which these drugs are still hailed, that they help you to store more of the energy abundance you're ingesting on a daily basis in the healthy subcutaneous body fat stores, so that your body does not really have to resort to the visceral fat, of which we all know that it causes inflammation and is at the heart of the real nasty side effects
right.
of being fat.
Right. Interesting. Okay, we have to take a commercial break, but when we come back, I want to know, did Elisa send you an article that was published in the local newspaper about because it pertains to this discussion a little bit as well. Did she send you a copy of something about an article about resistance training plus cardio versus cardio only plus versus resistance training only and weight loss?
No, I'm sorry. I think I didn't get it. No.
I think it's actually something we spoke about on a previous show, and it's just an old study that's just making it into the mainstream media now. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will pick it up. This is the Subversity Science Roundup with Adel Moussa. You can read more of his opinions and writings at his website, Subversity, SUPPVERSITY.com. He always has great blogs there. You're missing out if you're not reading it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you want to build muscle and burn fat, if you want to transform your body, your health, and fitness, then your goal should be to get a copy of The Blueprint from Rob Ragish. Learn what the Blueprint Army already knows. There is no faster way to change the way you look and feel than by using The Blueprint. And now, when you order The Blueprint, you will also get absolutely free the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout Seminar. That's a $20 value, absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Are you in the midst of cutting
cutting body fat? Feel exhausted when it's time to train but don't want to use pre-workout drinks because they're loaded with sugar and carbs? Ice V2 is here to help you get intense while carbohydrate depleted. Ice V2 has only 1 gram of non-sugar carbs per serving. Ice V2 is loaded with strength-amplifying anabolic activators that will make your workouts more productive while allowing you to cut the fat. Cut the fat. Loaded with amino acids, Ice V2 contains the unique Formel Norvaline that acts as a pump amplifier. Get Ice V2 today at xfmuscle.com. True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Subversity Science Roundup with Adele Musa. Briefly, the thing that I did want to talk about is something that's always seen in the media. Once again, there was a study published decrying resistance training plus cardiovascular training because in cardiovascular training, there was a greater degree of weight loss. And that's because the group that did resistance training and cardiovascular training gained lean body mass. And, of course, the medical orthodoxy puts no value in the lean body mass acquisition and its effect on health. But anyway, we're going to segue away from that. Let's talk about something else, Adele. You were asking me on Skype about TTA, correct? It does not appear to be banned in the United States. Let's talk about it.
Well, the interesting thing is when you're talking about these modulators of PPAR, TTA, which is tetradecyl thioacetate. Tetic acid, very complicated name. Most people know it by the name TTA. It has been in a couple of supplements years ago, and most companies have retracted it because people took it at very high dosages, and that led in many cases to cramping and in some cases to water bloat. So this did not really, most people really lost weight, but when they were on it, oftentimes there were some sort of strange and not fully understood imbalances as far as electrolytes are concerned. So I'm still not really sure whether or not this would be a very safe thing, a route to go. But when we are talking about these TPARs, there are three forms, the delta, the alpha, and the gamma form. And we've been talking about the gamma form and its ability to store body fat before. Interesting to other forms, which is the delta form in particular, which is also activated by working out, by the way, it will increase not only the fatty acid oxidation in the body fat tissue, but it will also increase the energy uncoupling in both muscles and fat tissue. And I suppose that this effect, which also caused the cramping, that is an increase in uncoupling. And in so far, this is really sort of what you would expect from a fat burner because it really starts to burn body fat. The downsides I've already mentioned, but the specificity of TTA is that it activates mainly the delta form and only to a really low degree the gamma form. While most of the available drugs, on the other hand, some of them are also activate the other forms, but most target primarily the gamma form in order to elicit the effects we've been talking about before, namely improving the blood lipid profiles and blood glucose profiles. So I just wanted to mention that because I think that a couple of people will probably remember the respective supplements and how TTA was all the rage and then got totally forgotten.
Right.
And I'm not quite sure. I mean, you said it's still allowed in the
US. It does not appear to be banned here in the United States. It does not appear to be.
Okay.
But I don't know
I heard rumors back in the day that one of the reasons companies were pulling it out of their formulations was that the FDA were threatening to take it off the market. And obviously you would have to throw away all your products when you had manufactured some in advance, and all of a sudden you cannot sell them any longer.
Well, and you did say that this it causes mitochondrial uncoupling, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And anything that causes mitochondrial uncoupling can also cause people some distress. They can feel overheated, lethargic, and it could be those side effects, you know, things that work, like, and no one should ever try this, but DNP is a powerful mitochondrial uncoupler. And taken in small doses,
it's
people
cooking you from inside.
What's that?
Could be cooking you from inside.
That's what I was going to say. It cooks you from the inside out. I mean, it causes such an elevation in body temperature because the mitochondria becomes so inefficient that it literally burns up trying to produce energy. But I'll tell you something else that's a naturally occurring mitochondrial uncoupler, and that is the naturally occurring form of thyroid hormone found in red meat called T2. 3,5-triiodine, that has also been shown to be a very effective mitochondrial uncoupler. However, because it's not synthetic, there is a counterbalance mechanism in the body, so it just causes mitochondrial uncoupling to a certain degree, and you don't run the risk of cooking yourself from the inside out. So if people are looking for mitochondrial uncoupling and its fat loss properties, T2 form of thyroid hormone, which is found in a lot of different supplements today, really works. Okay. Let's go on to hypoxia training. This is really interesting. 11% body fat loss in 3 weeks, but these were in swimmers, correct?
Yeah. Okay. It's actually today, the news post of today on the Subversity. So if you want to read all the details, I'm not going into all the details here. I just want to mention that it's quite amazing that the Chinese found out in a study where they compared swimmers doing their usual regimen either at sea level or at a high altitude, that the young swimmers who performed in the altitude camp, they didn't change anything in their diet or training regimen, but still they lost 11% of their total body fat within 3 weeks and even gained a small amount of muscle mass. And the interesting thing about this is that obviously you have yet another stressor which exerts profound effects on the way your body energizes or the way your body derives the energy during the workout, but also afterwards. Because in a follow-up study where they simulated hypoxia or high altitude training, or rather high altitude, living on high altitude, at the sea level, the scientists found that one of the most intriguing effects was that after the exposure to hypoxia and training at the same time, there was an increase in the nervous system activity in those who trained in hypoxic or transiently hypoxic situations, while the others really dropped. So in other words, it appears that this particular type of training really ramps up keeps the fat burning machine going, if you would like to say it this way. Whether you as a normal person can benefit from this at the moment is speculative, I would say. But also with respect to what we've been talking before, which is strength training for the elderly, it goes to show you that in the area of training with cuffs and training with low oxygen supply and probably other related mechanisms, there is still much research to be done and probably still much to be discovered in terms of both performance increases as well as changes in body composition.
Now, I see this sounds to me, I would expect that in a hypoxic environment, you would end up burning more calories for the same amount of work because the body has to work so much harder. I would once again come back to the mitochondria, because doesn't the mitochondria require oxygen to perform its duties of producing energy? And if you don't have enough oxygen, isn't the effect similar to the whole uncoupling discussion that we just talked about? Anytime you make it more difficult for the mitochondria to operate efficiently, don't you just burn more calories?
In a way, you would if you perform at the same level. Yeah, you could say so. On the other hand, you obviously trigger all those adaptive machinery to start working. And this is actually for what training at high altitudes has always been known. Because in essence, the main outcome or the main reason why athletes do this is that you see increases in your VO2 max and endurance performance much faster, because your mitochondria will be forced to adapt really fast. But one of the things that came out of this particular study is that for a not elucidated reason, the body obviously resorts to a greater amount of fat in terms of energy it is burning instead of glucose. So you get it, or it does at least appear as if you would get a two-way effect. On the one hand, you are training your mitochondria to work more efficiently and burn more fat, but also more glucose. And on the other hand, in the acute hypoxia situation, there is some sort of intermediate insulin resistance, which does not allow so much glucose to go into the muscle and be used as a fuel or a substrate. So in combination with the increased nervous system activity, which is similar to when you're taking a stimulant or even caffeine, you get an increased efflux of fatty acids from the fat tissues. And those are readily taken up by the mitochondria, which do not have as much glucose as a source for the energy for the workout. So there are multi-layered effects at work here, which probably work together to produce this significant result.
Okay, so the bottom line here is, how can we – is it safe to even try to create a hypoxic environment to train in? I mean, I can just see somebody running and somebody else holding their neck and choking them. But I mean, is there a way that we can do this?
I think you could do this at a professional facility where you have one of those real oxygen masks.
Right.
Just wearing a mask or just wearing whatever that you cannot breathe correctly.
Right. Resisting the inspired air, basically.
Yeah, that's fundamentally different. And what we are talking about here is consuming the exact same amount of air but with less oxygen in it. And this is the mechanism which will cause these adaptations. And therefore, any mask which just blocks your breathing will not really help you, and it will probably harm you. So I wouldn't suggest that you try this without somebody who knows what he's doing. Just as I wouldn't suggest that anybody just takes the next best towel or whatever and binds his legs in order to
cause
training.
Vascular occlusion training. Right, exactly.
Yeah, both are really interesting things, but there's nothing to be played around or to be toyed around with, because you can really put yourself in danger.
Alisa just sent me the article, not to segue away, but this was published on in the LA Times December 19th of 2012. And Duke University did a study where they, the bottom line of the study was, for people who want to lose weight, doing aerobic training is better than resistance training or both. And the group looked at pure weight loss without the contribution of lean body mass to increasing metabolic rate, or that gaining lean body mass is even something that should be strived for. And they just looked purely at weight loss. My takeaway of this is doing cardiovascular training exclusively, aerobic training exclusively, is a sure way to lose muscle mass and lower your metabolic rate. I see this as totally different. But obviously the majority of people look only at the scale without giving any consideration to what is changing their body weight. And all they care about is losing weight. And so in my humble opinion, Duke University missed the boat with their message on this one. This was from December 19th, 2012. I feel like it's something that you wrote about in your blog, actually, back last year.
It could be. I just called the study up, and I'm seeing the sentence here. The aerobic training and aerobic training resistance training groups reduced total body mass and fat mass more than the resistance training group, but they were not different from each other.
Yeah, so in other words, you got the same results whether you aerobic trained or aerobic trained and resistance trained.
And exactly, and if you aerobically train and resistance train, you get the addition of increased lean body mass, also statistically significant. So in this case, this is not, or at least I don't know where the paper got their information from, but the Duke researchers are actually not really to blame, because if you just take a look at the real abstract, you already see that this is not the case, that what is stated in the article is not true.
So had you written about this in your blog, what would you have been the, what would have been the headline on your blog post?
I think I would say that if you train aerobically and resistance training, you get the best of both worlds. Because you're losing body weight, you're losing body fat, and you're increasing your lean mass.
Right.
And what else can you ask for? Also, most people really want to look good naked, and just losing body weight won't make you look good naked.
Right.
It comes back to what we've heard before in the Power Hour. You do not really have to throw out the
scale, right?
But you really have to understand what the scale does mean, and you also have to be honest with yourself. And one of the best ways really is to take those progress photos, because I know it from myself. Whenever I don't do this, I see when I'm trying to gain weight, I see only body fat coming up everywhere or popping up on, everywhere on my body. And on the other hand, when I'm dieting, I'm trying to diet harder and harder and totally lose sight of how much lean mass I'm losing. Or at least I did that in the past whenever I just took measures. And even if I used one of those stupid bioimpedance scales where
right.
You step on the scale and try to measure your body fat percentage, and you start doing this every second day and or even twice a day and recognize that it goes up and down by 2%.
And there's not, and so. There's no way for you to lose 1% body fat in the morning. You have 17% body fat, and in the afternoon you test again and you have 18% body fat. It's impossible for you to acquire a full 1% of body fat, especially if you're 200 pounds. You know, 1% is 2 pounds. How does your body manufacture 2 pounds of body fat in a day? It does not. Now, is it possible that those scales are also measuring dietary fat that's in the digestive system? I don't know. But that's why those scales should be taken with a grain of salt. You should pay much more attention to what you see in the mirror. And pinch, if you don't even own a caliper, pinch your hips, pinch next to the navel, pinch the inside of the thigh, pinch the back of the arm. And pay attention to how much you can easily pinch. Be honest. Pinch the same way every single day. This is a greater measurement of what your body is doing than one of those impedance body scales, in my opinion. But I don't say throw the body scale away. I say take it for what it's worth. It's like reading your horoscope in the morning. If it says something good, believe it. If it says something bad, don't believe it. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Subversity Science Roundup with the brilliant Adel Moussa. Clearly, he uses much more scientific approaches than I do. And that's why we need him on the show. Be right back. Quite as good as I should have.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before? Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you are satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
BioAdvantex Pharmaceuticals produces the highest quality pharmaceutical grade N-acetylcysteine in an advanced effervescent delivery system. NAC has been clinically shown to improve performance, reduce fatigue, and increase power output. NAC is ideal for the high-intensity interval training athlete as it is shown to reduce respiratory fatigue. BioAdvantex PharmaNac has the highest bioavailability of any supplement in its class. Buy one, get one free of PharmaNac when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the PharmaNac banner. Ad. PharmaNac, there's nothing else like it. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Subversity Science Roundup and the discussion now. A great segue from what we were talking about a moment ago, the misguided information out there in the media about weight loss and strength training. Here we are going to talk about how strength training actually affects endurance athletes' performance. And this kind of plays into that whole, we had a fellow on not too long ago, I can't think of his name right now, where we talked about how CrossFitters, train for endurance using strength training. Let's talk about this, this research, Adele.
Well, it's interesting because you also had Wilson on earlier this week talking about concomitant training and its the possible negative effects of endurance training on strength.
Yes, yes.
And actually, this is the exact opposite of what you've been talking about earlier this week, because now we are seeing highly trained endurance runners all of a sudden starting to incorporate additional strength training in their routines. And it's hard to believe, but these guys trained 6 endurance sessions and 2 strength sessions for 5 weeks. For 8 weeks, and then detrained 5 weeks. So the interesting thing about this study is A, the volume is extremely high. B, you have really highly trained athletes. And C, you also can see what happens when you overreach for a certain period and detrain, and whether you can maintain the results or not. And the fundamental outcome of the study actually is that the addition of the strength training to the endurance training had only beneficial effects on those runners, and not just on their strength, but also on their VO2 max and on their running performance. Especially what is usually called the efficiency or running efficiency increased. So in other words, due to the stronger muscles, their running style or the way they ran became more productive and energy saving, so to say. And this is a real advantage you just cannot ignore, and probably something we will see in the future much more often. That is that you combine the actual
Adele, did I lose you? We've been having a little internet problem here. I'm hoping that he can hear me. I'm going to try to we're going to try to reconnect right now. Hold on a second. I'm sorry about this. Technology is a wonderful thing, except when it doesn't work. Let's do this. Let's run a little music for a couple seconds. Here, hold on. We'll play that last song that we had on. It was a good song. There we go. Okay, it doesn't look like I'm going to be able to get Adele back on the line. And we're really coming to the end of the hour anyway. We have to end the show in about 5 minutes. I'm going to try one more time while I'm talking to you. The question I wanted to ask Adele was, is it possible that resistance training helps endurance athletes, but endurance training does not help strength athletes? I guess instead of resistance, does the strength training help endurance athletes? This study says yes. Is it possible that the opposite is not the same equation, that endurance training does not help strength athletes? Which was the question I wanted to ask him before we lost him. Oh, he's here. He's here. Hold on a second. Let's see here. Adele, can you hear me?
No, I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. The question I wanted to ask you, and we only have a couple minutes before the end of the show. The question I wanted to ask you is it possible that it's not a reciprocal scenario. That strength training can benefit the endurance athlete, but endurance training does not benefit the strength athlete.
I think that's pretty likely if you see your results as a strength trainee only in terms of very specific movements, for example, increasing your squat or increasing your bench press. But I think that most of the listeners are into strength training rather for what people often refer to as fitness. And therefore, you can still get stronger, you can get leaner, you can look better, you can, most of all, become healthier by combining both of them. And I think one of the main problems also of many of these studies Wilson reviewed was that in many cases, the amount and the type of aerobic training that complemented the strength training was not ideal.
So, for instance?
You see very often those classic 40 to 50 minutes cardio regimen at the so-called fat or in the so-called fat burning zone.
Right.
And this is a recipe for disaster for almost everyone. Because this is absolutely useless. It won't help you build your endurance. It won't help you lose body fat. It will do nothing but burn you out. Especially if you combine that in one session with your strength training. And therefore, it's really counterproductive to do this type of training. I personally prefer to combine strength training either with a very short, very intense interval training, or with something I usually refer to as recuperative aerobic training, like walking at a really low speed and on a slight incline.
Like when you say low speed, is 3 miles an hour a low speed?
Yeah, three miles, that would be around five. Yeah, that's it. So you really walk leisurely, and I personally have made great success with doing that, even just to reduce the soreness after a leg workout. Mm-hmm. When I'm walking for 15 minutes, for example, on the treadmill after the leg workout, I usually get much less sore than I would otherwise.
Right.
And of course, you could also try to augment that by specific supplementation regimen. It's really not true that you cannot you lose all the benefits of cardio exercises in terms of fat loss if you ingest the whey protein before you hop onto the treadmill after the workout. And you already mentioned in the interview with Wilson that there is some research, at least, which would suggest that it may also be wise to do cardio first in some cases. Although I must say that you read out two quotations from the article I've been writing, and the one is actually citing the specific article, which the specific paper, which says that you are quote unquote more anabolic when you're doing cardio first, and the second one is one of the most important studies that was published in the last year, at least to my mind, which is a 12 or 15 week intervention study in which the scientists found out that there is actually no correlation, or at least not the expected correlation, with the so-called anabolic response, that is the response in testosterone and cortisol to a workout, and the specific gains or changes in body strength. So whether the results of the study, which showed that you are more anabolic, meaning that you have a better or higher testosterone to cortisol ratio if you do cardio first, will play out in terms of significantly better results, will have to be shown in a practical long-term study.
Right.
But on the other hand, as Wilson also pointed out, it could be more beneficial to really try to spread out your workouts. So to do cardio, for example, either on another day or as you are doing it now, early in the morning, for example.
Well, but see, what I'm doing right now is I'm doing 20 minutes of cardio first thing in the morning, and some mornings a little more aggressive, maybe 45 minutes. But then I'm doing anywhere from 2 to 3 10-minute sessions during the workout. This is something I've kind of stolen from Elisa. She does it. And so what I'm basically doing is I'm doing, let's say, 2 different movements for a particular body part, and then I go do 10 minutes of cardio. But I'm talking about what you the slow cardio, 3 miles an hour. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah, and you're pretty wise to look what Alisa is doing, because you see that it works.
Yeah, exactly. So, and plus, you know what? I'm not as sore after my training. I think there is some value to getting the metabolic waste out of the muscle. And you know what? This is a light training phase for me. I'm not training with the weight I normally train with. I'm trying to take it easy. I'm trying to. I'm at a very dangerous position right now. I'm extremely strong, but my conditioning in a scale of 1 to 10 is really about a 1 right now. So I can very easily hurt myself. I was thinking about this morning. I had a good friend when I was a kid growing up. I don't know if you're familiar with a car from the 70s called the Chevrolet Vega. But it was Chevrolet came out with an American-made car that was going to be their answer to a small, compact car that had sporty lines. They came out with the Vega. It was the first car that had an aluminum engine, too, had lots of problems. It was very, very common for guys who used to build hot rods back then to take a Vega body and chassis and drop an 8-cylinder engine in it, and immediately you had an extremely fast car. But what would classically happen to the Vega was that after driving, racing the car, even a handful of times, the chassis would begin to twist. The suspension system would start to pull itself out of its connections. And sometimes, in the worst cases, the entire drivetrain would be left on the ground after leaving the line. Because when you take so much power and put it in a chassis and a body and a drivetrain not prepared to handle that power, certain disaster is imminent. And so I kind of attribute myself to being one of those Vegas right now. I'm trying to pay more attention to conditioning right now, because I have the strength, and I have enough strength to twist my chassis if I'm not careful, or do something worse, maybe push myself into a heart attack even. So, you know, for me, it's about conditioning, and I'm starting in first gear, to continue with the analogy of an automobile. And I'm just trying to do things that I can slowly build upon, and by the end of the year, I hope to be back in fourth gear, realistically. So that's it.
Just one thing to add to the cardio thing. One thing I have no studies on, but I have personal experience in this regard, is that a real good mark for me to recognize that I have done more than enough cardio is that I stop sweating and start to feel cold, despite being still on the treadmill. And this happened back in the day to me very often when I was doing those typical quote-unquote fat loss workouts in the fat-burning zone. After, say, 30 minutes or so, I started to stop sweating, and I felt like it was really arduous, and all the workouts became really hard. And when you're continuing beyond that point, you are really already trying to dig this deep black hole from which you cannot really free yourself, and you are more likely to actually gain weight despite being dieting and working out than losing the body fat you want to get rid of.
Is that because you are overtraining, and so the body's response is complete metabolic chaos?
Yeah, I suppose this is part of the equation, yeah. And you are really prone to experience that, especially when you're dieting. And therefore, I've really given up on the very classic, you could say medium intensity for very long duration cardio workouts.
Right.
Because, they really don't pay off. Or they don't pay off they may pay off if you are judging your results by the scale. But once you're doing your biweekly photos, you will see that you may have lost maybe 3 kilograms in the last month, but you don't look better, if not even worse.
Yeah, no, absolutely. There was a lot that we didn't cover today. Of course, in true Subversity style, this will be up in the Subversity seconds tomorrow on your blog, correct?
Yeah, of course.
And if you've never visited Subversity.com, you're really missing out on an opportunity to really step up your game. As you can tell, when we talked about the way the mainstream media would handle a study and the way Adele handles a study, is that Adele is very critical and speaks the truth, does the research, and doesn't shoot for the pandering, lowest common denominator, sensational side of research that you'll see other places. Go to Subversity, SUPPVERSITY.com today. Adele, thank you very much for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Okay. And also want to thank Rob Regish and Coach Wade Johnson during the first hour. And tomorrow is Friday. I'll be joined by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo as we do Casual Friday. See you tomorrow.
Listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb.